A new study shows that ocean circulation was a major cause of the toxic red tide bloom, which plagued Florida's west coast for over a year. WUSF's Jessica Mazaros spoke with one of the study's authors.
Previous research has shown that nutrients from things like septic tanks and fertilizer exacerbate red tide blooms off Florida's coast. But University of South Florida St. Petersburg physicist Bob Weisberg says when red tide forms on the continental shelf in the middle of the Gulf, it thrives when there are fewer nutrients.
Once they arrive at the beach in very high concentrations, then they can dominate over all other species. And if you give them more nutrients at that point, it may exacerbate an existing red tide.
Weisberg says in July of last year, the ocean water started circulating in an upwelling state. That means the water carrying red tide approached the shore along the bottom and left the shoreline along the top, dropping off more red tide. Weisberg says by June, he should be able to predict how bad red tide will be this year. Jessica Mazaros, WUSF 89.7 News.